Merry Christmas. Jesus came to die. Dun, 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 dun. Jesus came to die. Peace, joy, goodwill toward men. Jesus came to die. The manger was not a destination, but just a stopping off place. From the foundation of the world, that says the lamb was slain on our behalf. He was dead. They have a term at the down at the jailhouse when they're, you know, when they have people that are ready for death row, they say dead man walking. Well, this was the eternal creator, God, who John says everything that was made, that is made, was made, will, all that. It was all sustained by him. He came into to the fallen place that where all the rebels lived, and that was us. He came, and he came by way of a manger. But he came with a destination, and that was the cross. So we're going to read our text. If you want to read along with me, that's John 12, 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. The reason that we had a little list that were given to us that we could choose from, and I chose this, it jumped off the page at me. The reason that I chose to speak on Christ came to die is because it's the thing that I think about, the end, the judgment, my destination. The place that I'll be entering into a new life and be judged by God. I think about it a lot. I think this world is full of distractions that keep people from thinking about that. But I think about it often. And that's, I believe, is the power of the Holy Spirit working in me. That's why I'm here in church. That's why I join with a body. I'm seeking this God that came to die for me. Now, Jesus, his thing with death is a little different than mine. He wasn't afraid to die, and he dreaded it. And we know that from the scriptures. But he spoke in John 10:18, "No man taketh my life, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This commandment I have received from my Father." So he had power over it, but we know that he did dread it. And so while we're stuffing our stockings and we're looking at our Christmas tree, we have to think about this awful ordeal that he went through on our behalf. And when we're singing carols, I hope as Christian men and women that we look to the cross as the most beautiful Christmas tree, where it was ordained with what our culture would make a B-movie, horror movie about, hanging a man on a cross and punishing him into death. But it is the most beautiful thing to us who are being saved, that because this is an eternity of punishment poured out on the God-man, who was as much a man as me and you. He was as much a man as if he'd never been God, and as much God as if he'd never been man. He suffered like we suffer. Only all the more because he didn't deserve it. He sets the context of this death in an agricultural setting, which he did a lot because he was walking among agricultural people. Now, I didn't raise wheat, but when I was a little boy, we did have cornfields. And my daddy'd give me a little sack of corn seeds, and he'd send me down a little row that he'd made. And every about that far apart, he'd say, "Now put two or three in there. And maybe I had a little water I'd put on it, and that helped get it started. And then we'd cover it up just a few inches. And a few weeks later, the miracle would happen. And boop, a little twig would poke through the ground about that big. But from that death of that little kernel, and this is what Jesus is alluding to. This is my Al Mohler word for the day, fecundity. He likes that word. I say it around the house of Jensen. What's that? Fecundity. Fecundity, fertility, growth. It speaks of a woman with a lot of children. She's fertile. producing a lot of things. That's fecundity. And Jesus is saying, in a spiritual sense, this is what I came to do. I'm going to create a kingdom with my death, a new world with my death. I'm going to populate it, but I've got to die first. And the way this works out for us so often is that we look to the cross. We see that death. And for those that the shackles have been removed, we glory in Christ's love for us, believing all the things that the Bible tells us about judgment, believing this is our great escape. We do what we sang about a minute ago, or what was alluded to in the psalm. We run and we kiss the ring of the king, of the very judge. So I've got a little thing here because I have a lot of notes, and I'm kind of just trying to get to it all, but I don't want to run over all my time. And I want to tell you a story about this great king that had a kingdom. He had this great kingdom, and he had provided everything the people in the kingdom needed. He loved them so much. He gave them a billion nerve cells to enjoy the sun and taste buds to enjoy the food. And he gave them these wonderful bodies and then this awesome creation to live in. And he set them over it. And what did they do with it? But they perverted every use of everything. They misused everything he gave them. And because he was righteous and loving and kind, he couldn't let that go. He couldn't just overlook it, which is kind of the way the world sees God. Why can't he just let everybody in? I'm a pretty good guy, but we're not thinking about this. We don't even have the ability to know. We are straining at the thought of how righteous and good God is, and how much that he loved us to give us these bodies and this creation. But here he is. He's created all this. We've misused every bit of it. We're all rebels. And so there's only one thing he can do, and that's punish sin. And so the wages of that sin is death. And the neck is laid bare, and it's laid over the block to every one of us. And the axe is ready to fall, and just before it falls, the king gets up and he says, "No, I'm going to put my head on the block for you. I'm going to pay for what you deserve. And we're going to have a new kingdom." And that is the power of the cross. And that's why that in the verse 23 of our text this morning, Jesus, he points to the cross and he says, "My time has come to be glorified." Now, he's going to be glorified. He's going to point at one thing. It's not the manger. It's the cross. He points at that cross. And there's a lot of implications and other things that I would talk to you about you dying. Dying to your sin, or doing battle with it, killing it, even as the Bible says, that has its fecundity as well. But I've already run over time. But I would just leave you with that thought. Jesus came to die. Merry Christmas.